Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for RPC Inc., a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look if you're into energy sector plays. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, breaking down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats with a long-term investor's lens. I'll keep it real, engaging, and packed with insights, so let's get started. First off, for those who might not be super familiar, RPC Inc. is a player in the oil and gas services space, operating primarily in the energy sector, with a focus on technical services and equipment for exploration and production. Think pressure pumping, coiled tubing, and other specialized offerings that help get oil and gas out of the ground. They're based in the U.S. with a solid workforce, and they've carved out a niche in an industry that's always got its ups and downs. Market cap-wise, they're a mid-sized contender, not a giant like some of the big integrated oil firms, but they've got their own game going. Now let's touch on some recent vibes around RPC Inc. Performance-wise, the stock has had a mixed bag over various timeframes. Short-term, we're seeing some choppiness with single-digit percentage shifts in the last week and month, but if we zoom out to the past year, there's a noticeable uptick that outpaces some peers. Over 5 years, though, the growth story isn't as rosy, lagging a bit behind the broader industry trends in the energy services space. News-wise, there's buzz around their latest moves and financial updates, which we'll dig into shortly, especially from their recent earnings call that dropped some juicy details about revenue jumps and operational challenges. So, with that backdrop, let's break this down into a full SWOT analysis to see if RPC Inc. is a hidden gem for your portfolio or a pass for now. Strengths: revenue growth that packs a punch. Let's start with the good stuff. According to their latest earnings call for Q2 2025, RPC Inc. reported a whopping 26% revenue increase to $421 million. That's not just a small bump, it's a signal they're capitalizing on demand in their core markets. For long-term investors, consistent top-line growth like this is a green flag, especially in a cyclical industry like energy services. Operational focus and niche expertise. RPC Inc. has a tight grip on specialized services like pressure pumping and technical solutions. Their earnings call highlighted strength in these areas, particularly with technical services driving a big chunk of that revenue surge. This focus gives them an edge over more generalized competitors and positions them well when drilling activity picks up. Solid profitability metrics. Diving into their financials, the gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding steady at respectable levels. This tells me they're not just growing revenue, but also managing to keep a decent slice of it as profit, which is crucial for reinvestment or rewarding shareholders down the line. Positive cash flow trends. Their cash flow statements show consistent operating cash flow, and free cash flow yield looks healthy too. This means they've got the liquidity to weather downturns or fund strategic moves without drowning in debt, which is always a plus for us long-term folks. Weaknesses. Debt levels raising up. All right, let's get real for a second. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't exactly a disaster, but it's high enough to make me pause. Too much leverage in an industry prone to volatility can spell trouble if oil prices tank or demand dries up. They need to keep an eye on this. And so should you if you're holding for the long haul. Pricing pressures in key segments. The Q2 2025 earnings call flagged some headwinds, specifically pricing pressures in their wireline business affecting a segment called Pintail. Management says they're on top of cost controls, but persistent pricing issues could erode margins if not addressed. This is a short-term pain point that could linger. Long-term performance lagging industry. While recent gains are nice, their 5-year performance trails the broader energy services industry. This suggests they've struggled to keep pace with peers during past market cycles, which might hint at deeper structural or competitive challenges. Something to watch if you're betting on a decade-long hold. Limited geographic Looking at their revenue by region, it's clear they're heavily tied to the U.S. market. That's fine when domestic demand is strong, but it leaves them exposed to localized downturns or policy shifts. A more global footprint could balance things out, but right now, it's a vulnerability. Opportunities. Energy demand tailwinds. Let's talk big picture. The energy sector, despite all the green energy hype, still has legs for the foreseeable future, especially with global demand for oil and gas holding firm in many regions. RPC Inc. could ride this wave if they keep innovating in their service offerings, especially as exploration picks up in untapped areas. CapEx driving future growth. Their cash flow statements show ongoing investments in property, plant, and equipment. This capital expenditure, if directed smartly, could modernize their fleet or boost efficiency, giving them a competitive edge. For long-term investors, this is the kind of forward-thinking move that could pay off big in a few years. Valuation looking reasonable. On the valuation front, their forward PE ratio is sitting at a level that's not overly frothy compared to industry averages. It's not dirt cheap, but it suggests there's room for upside if they execute well on growth plans. This could be a sweet spot for entry if you believe in their story. Potential for dividend growth. Their current dividend yield isn't massive, but with improving cash flows and revenue, there's room to bump up shareholder returns. If management prioritizes this, it could attract more income-focused investors and stabilize the stock during choppy markets. Threats: industry volatility and cyclical risks. Look, we all know energy is a roller coaster. Oil price swings, geopolitical tensions, or sudden shifts in demand can hit RPC Inc. hard, especially given their focus on upstream services. Their earnings call mentioned managing through cycles, but no one's immune to a major downturn. Competitive pressures heating up. The energy services space is crowded, and peers are likely eyeing the same growth pockets RPC Inc. is after. If they can't differentiate or keep costs down, they risk losing market share, especially with those pricing pressures already biting in certain segments. Regulatory and environmental headwinds. While not directly mentioned in the data, their heavy reliance on oil and gas services puts them in the crosshairs of tighter regulations or shifts toward renewables. Any policy changes in the U.S. could disrupt operations or force costly pivots, something long-term investors need to factor in. Short-term market sentiment. While we're focused on the long game, short-term trends matter for entry and exit points. Recent performance shows volatility week to week, and if broader sector sentiment turns sour, RPC Inc. could take a hit regardless of their fundamentals. Keep an eye on industry performance metrics for clues. All right, folks, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. RPC Inc. is showing some serious promise with that impressive revenue growth and a focused operational strategy, which could make it a compelling pick for long-term investors who can stomach the energy sector's wild rides. However, the debt levels and pricing pressures are real concerns, and their historical underperformance compared to the industry raises questions about their ability to outshine peers over extended periods. On the flip side, with energy demand still robust and a reasonable valuation, there's definitely upside potential if they play their cards right. The threats, like industry volatility and competitive heat, aren't unique to them, but they're amplified by their narrower geographic focus. So what's the verdict for a long-term retail investor? I'd say RPC Inc. is worth a closer look, especially if you're bullish on energy and believe in their ability to navigate pricing challenges and leverage their CapEx for growth. It's not a slam dunk, but it's got enough going for it to warrant a spot on your watch list. Keep digging into their quarterly updates and sector trends to time your move. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive on MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about RPC Inc.'s long-term potential? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.